From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Every one of them now, or just the one by me?
Was the IMAX down there AMC?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got lucky there.
Nice.
Welcome back to TGO Radio, everybody. It is September 21st.
Yeah.
For broadcast on, I don't know anymore because we missed a week. And this is TGO Radio, and I regret the necessity of having to inform you that after all these years, I think starting to arrive at the conclusion that maybe it's time to switch to a new show theme, a new show open theme.
No way. We have. I will quit.
We have two candidates.
Yeah.
And I will play them in a random order. Let's see here.
Stay tuned, because Stairway to Stardom is next with Frank Massey.
Yeah.
On the stairway to stardom.
Oh yeah. I laugh so hard. You said this is me jerking off to those two girls.
Well, the one is clearly retarded. The one girl.
Yes.
Clearly.
Yeah, eyes are
retarded.
Pretty close together. Reminds me of Bill Murray's old fucking lounge singer sketch on SNL.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or, oh, God damn it. On Casino, when De Niro was doing the show, his character was doing the show.
Ace is high. Right,
this is so bad. Jesus. But baseline, though.
Dude,
I mean, come on. Five people clapping.
Right. Here it is.
Second option.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Tangiers Hotel proudly presents the all-new Sam Rothstein Show. Ace is high. Tonight, taped live from the all-new sports Facebook, we present the premiere showing of Aces High with the Sasha Semenov Orchestra.
Sounds like something I programmed on my Casio back in 83.
Mr. Rothstein is a professional gambler and the best football handicapper in America. A man who will take you inside the real Las Vegas as no one has ever done before. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the new entertainment director of the Tangiers Hotel Casino, Mr. Sam Rothstein.
Entertainment director?
Yeah. Could have...
Your ass! You could have had the food and beverage job!
Your ass!
Your ass!
one of the best scenes in cinema.
That scene. I think when I watched that movie, I went back and watched that in particular scene about five times.
I'd have to check up on this, but I thought I read that was very, very loosely scripted, and a lot of that was Pesci and De Niro doing what they do best.
Get this through your head.
Get this through your fucking head. You
Jew motherfucker, you.
Where the fuck you get off talking to people about me behind my back going over my head?
What people?
What people? What you think I wasn't going to find out?
What?
I don't know what you're talking about, Nick.
No. You said I'm bringing heat on you? I got to listen to people because of your fucking shit?
You're ordering me out?
You better get your own fucking army, pal.
I didn't do anything. I mean, I didn't order you or anybody. I only told Andy Stone that you had a lot of heat on you and that was a problem.
You want me to get out of my own fucking town?
Yeah, I said let the bullshit blow over for a while so I can run the casino. Anything goes wrong with the casino, it's my ass. It's not yours, it's my ass.
I don't know whether you notice or not, but you only have your fucking casino because I made that possible. I'm what counts out here. Not your fucking country clubs or your fucking TV shows.
And what the fuck are you doing on TV anyhow?
You know, I get calls from back home every fucking day.
They think you went batshit.
I'm only on TV because I gotta be able to hang around a casino. You understand that.
You
know
that. Fucking
Come on.
You could have had the food and beverage job without going on television. You wanted to go on TV.
Yeah, I did want to go on TV. That way I have a forum. I can fight back. I'm known. People see me. They know they can't fuck around with me like they could if I was an unknown. That's right.
You're making a big fucking spectacle of yourself.
Me? I wouldn't even be in this situation if it wasn't for you. You brought down so much fucking heat on me. I mean, every time I meet somebody, the big question is, do I know you?
Oh, sure. Now you want to bring your fucking license on me.
Nicky, when you asked me if you could come out here, what did I tell you? I mean, you asked me, and I knew you were going to come out no matter what I said, but what did I tell you? Do you remember what I told you?
Back up. I asked you, when the fuck did I ever ask you if I could come out here? Get this through your head, you.
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker.
You only exist out here because of me. That's the only reason. Without me, you, personally, every fucking wise guy still around, I'll take a piece of your fucking Jew ass. That way you're going to go.
Jew ass.
You're fucking warned. Don't ever go over my fucking head again.
You motherfucker.
God damn, that's a great scene.
That scene and the scene with the banker when he tells a banker that he'll split his fucking head wide open because I'm stupid and I don't give a fuck about jail. I love that. That is one of my favorites. You fucking try me, fatso.
Here is the second option for the new theme to the TGO radio show.
Taste the biscuit.
Yeah.
Taste the goodness of the biscuit.
Yeah.
Now, people may have already heard this years ago, but I just heard this the other day for the first time.
Just heard it,
yeah. Of the biscuit with the honey sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get that honey sauce on me. I don't like the way it tastes with my chicken wings.
Fuck yeah.
I don't like the way it tastes with your chicken wings either, lady.
Get your fucking bat wings.
Taste the Taste the butter spread.
Yeah.
Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the butter spread.
What is this? Is this like a... Just more closed circuit, fucking local cable TV.
I have no idea of the origin of it.
With my mac and cheese.
Yeah, baby.
Because when you're at KFC, you got that special sauce to stir my curiosity.
Fucking A, right?
She can't sing for shit either, man.
Just give me a 5-piece meal. Oh, what a deal. A big old box, it's all for me. You know I'll take coleslaw on the side. I could tell you wanted to try the potato wedges.
No. What the fuck?
No. It's another minute and 10 seconds. So, I mean, are you in? Are we going all the way or what?
Oh, yeah. No, we got to go all the way. I tell you what, though, the more I listen to it, it does fit our fucking show.
We need a show called Taste the Biscuit. Is the show we need a podcast called Taste the Biscuit.
Uh-oh. Here goes that Casio monophonic fucking solo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys playing as fast as he can, too, man.
Taste the biscuit.
Taste the goodness of the biscuit.
Taste
the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce.
Fucking A right.
Get your honey sauce on me. I don't like the way it mixes with my chicken wings. Get none of that honey sauce on me.
Yeah.
I don't like the way it tastes on my chicken wings.
Jesus Christ.
Take us out, Moose.
Oh!
Taste the biscuit.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I can see clearly that you're not sold on either one of these, so let's try it this way.
From Television City in Hollywood.
All right. That's pretty solid.
We should save these for special occasions. Yeah, special,
I think so.
Yeah.
Ace is high.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Taste the biscuit.
I'd have to go with the first one, I think. You're it right. Leads
yeah.
in better.
Yeah, it's a hot lead in.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Stairway to Stardom is a
taste
hot
the honey
lead
in. Sauce. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce.
Oh, yeah.
You know, don't let me start dating again because I'll fuck to that song.
Right now, you're just eating an order from fucking Wingstop on the couch listening to this.
Wingstop? By the way, it's not boneless wings, okay? You're eating tenders. Wings
chicken
have
nuggets.
Bones, yeah.
Chicken nuggets.
Say it.
Chicken nuggets.
Chicky nugs.
No, fuck you. Chicken nuggets. Did you get it?
No.
Chicken nuggets.
What are we doing?
I heard you.
Oh, I heard you. Sorry. I'm a little behind the eight ball today. I got to tell you.
Yeah, you are.
I was really high energy at work this morning, and as the day unfolded, my technicians just fucking, golly, I lost the will to continue about 1:45, man. I just should have got up and walked the fuck out of there. Even kidding you.
I was doing pretty good yesterday. One of the girls in the office just piped up during the dance and something about her jaw hurt. She thought her jaw had come unhinged or something. I'm sitting back there.
Sheesh.
And I said, isn't that how fucking snakes eat?
Sucking dick.
The fucking roofie ticket.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good to me.
Boy. Boy, I said that, man. I got real fucking quiet for a while. I'm like, uh-oh. This may be it. This is probably definitely a meeting.
Well, my boss had a remote-controlled fart box machine at work today, and I finally said, is that like a mating call for gay guys?
One of the people that we have in the office that works remote here, this has been like a year ago, but they came in one time for a meeting, and they stuck a fucking cricket.
Oh, yeah.
Making one. You turn it on, it randomly does it periodically. And, you know, I remember hearing it one day. I'm like, okay, well, there's a cricket in the office. It'll go away. And I didn't give a fuck. And, boy, we had this one guy working in the office at the time. He was a little flighty, a little flamey.
Yes.
And, he just got mad. And then it got worse. He got madder and madder about it because everybody was in on the joke but him.
Oh,
he was fucking pissed. He put on a big old fucking gay pouty party.
Don't you guys hear this?
He sent a fucking letter out to everybody, or an email out to everybody in the office threatening to fucking contact HR. My boss fucking came unhitched on him. This is not how we fucking handle shit in this office.
Jesus Christ.
We don't fucking drag HR into it, you little fucking, yeah, I mean, anyway.
Well, so still up in the air on the new theme for the...
I say we save it for special occasions.
Politicians are dominating my whole fucking central nervous system this last week.
Yeah?
All the fucking and sucking,
all the
public groping, chatterbait accounts. I have fucking had the best week.
What is chatterbait?
Apparently it's where it's like a cam site. People can tip you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And there's politicians that have this shit?
Well, Democratic House.
God, tell me Dianne Feinstein has one.
I'm glad you interrupted me, because I was this close to a mush mouth and you talked right through it. Democratic Virginia House candidate performs sex acts with husband on webcam for tips. Susanna.
Oh, Gibson. Susanna.
Mother of two young children who's running in a competitive race to represent District 57 in Richmond. Showed quite a bit more than skin on the adult streaming website Chatterbait. According to screenshots of archived material.
Uh-oh. You got this archived material?
I may or may not have a link.
Yeah? Yeah. You got some?
It's,
all right.
It's in my email. If you want me to send it to you? Like,
oh, yeah. We can. All right. Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. She's got a decent blowjob, but her husband is, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, is he a little cucky?
Buddy, in this article, they kind of get into, we experimented with other people and, like, you know, he doesn't like to share, so he's not that much of a cuck.
Is there audio?
Oh, there's... Oh, yeah. So these are all her.
This is all her?
Scroll down. Yeah, these are all her.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, buddy.
She's the one running for...
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Those are all her. Archived. Huh. Archived from the old Chatterbait.
And what is she running for? Like representative or something?
District 57.
Okay.
In Virginia. Richmond. 40-year-old nurse practitioner have hosted more than a dozen live romps with her husband on the platform.
Wow.
Which were then posted to a publicly accessible archive on the website Record, RECURBATE. That's not where we found them, but that's...
Huh.
I think that's why these are still available, because this website's kind of flying under the radar.
Okay, gotcha.
I think. That's my guess.
Huh.
But she's got a decent blowjob. There's like one thing where she, like, he's trying to get behind her and fuck her, and then she goes, no, we need more tokens before, like, tips before we start fucking.
Not yet. Slow down there, champ.
That was all about fucking money with this chick.
Slow down.
Man. Oh, yeah. 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 That's the...
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. That video on the far right there.
That one?
Starts with him behind her, I think. And I don't know how long he's been fucking her before this point, but the video starts and he fucking blows his load immediately. It's hilarious. Man, lots of ads. Oh, no, this is...
Would you fuck an ugly woman in...
Yes, I would. Would I? I have. You kidding me?
I'll be damned.
Uh-huh.
How old is she?
40.
Okay, yeah, this looks about right. Jesus, easy, honey.
Henrico's 57th District. It includes Short Pump and a small portion of Goochland.
Speaking of Short Pump, here's this chick's husband.
Short Pump Gibson's
right by Short Pump. Literally.
Henrico's 57th District. It includes Short Pump and a small portion of Goochland.
But Gooch, what the fuck are we doing, Virginia?
What the fuck?
But now the nation knows it as a place that includes what some are calling a political sex scandal.
Clearly,
we were overdue for some good sex scandals.
Yeah, we were.
We were way overdue.
It's been a while.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yep.
Surprising that it occurred.
What's the big political scandal? Fucking Fetterman can't put adult clothes on.
Can't put fucking, get a suit and tie, you goddamn fucking.
He can't put it on because he had a stroke last year. And they tried to tell people he was perfectly able and fine to do his job. He can't get dressed.
He can put a sweatshirt and fucking shorts on?
A big cranky baby and he can't get dressed right.
Christ.
Fuck this young Frankenstein cocksucker.
No shit. That's exactly it. Fucking overgrown Frankenstein.
Sex scandal.
Clearly surprising that it occurred. And the question
is,
what's
really?
The impact on him?
On Monday, Washington Post journalist Laura Vozella reported that Democratic candidate Susanna Gibson, who is running for the House of Delegates seat in the 57th, quote, performed sex acts with her husband for a live audience.
Yes, she did.
And encouraged viewers to pay them with tips.
Yes, she did. They had 5,770 followers.
How many?
5,770.
That's all right.
Whom she reportedly pressed for more tokens in exchange for certain acts in private showings, adding that she was, quote, raising money for a good cause, end quote.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, me, gas in the tank. Yeah.
Were originally streamed on a website, but the Post viewed the videos on another site because the videos on the original site are streamed live but are often archived on other publicly available sites. Vozella reported it was a Republican operative who alerted the Post to the videos.
Right.
That's all it's become, like children in a family tattling on each other.
Do you know how you don't have fuck videos out to the public, even if a Republican unearthed it? You know how you avoid that? Not fucking doing them.
Jesus.
To the videos.
You know, we've seen a lot of sex scandals over
time.
They tend, by and large, not to determine elections. We usually don't see them with women candidates, so I think this is unusual.
Yeah, that's why these stories are all so great. Just chicks taking loads and jerking over.
Fucking chicks being chicks.
Over the fucking pants, handies, in the middle of plays, and fucking beautiful, man.
So I think this is unusual in that
way.
CBS 6 political analyst Dr. Bob Holsworth says he doesn't believe Democrats in the district will switch their votes away from Gibson.
Fuck no, it'll probably get her more votes.
You fucking A right, I'd vote for this. Got a decent blowjob for, you know.
I love how people still, man, you... Yeah, somebody else said, I'm shocked it happened. How are you shocked at anything happening anymore?
No. I can't tell you the last thing that shocked me.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Surprise is different from shock. Surprise is, you know, can still happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, where you clutch
shocked.
Your pearls, that hadn't happened
get the
for a
fucking
long
vapors.
Time. Oh, my
Jesus
stomach.
Christ.
Their votes away from Gibson. But he wonders how the story will impact the money Gibson is able to raise from Democrats going forward.
This race.
Send her more tokens.
That's it.
Is likely to be, or was going to be one.
I know nothing about, I don't do any of the, I don't do OnlyFans. I can think of two or three women on the planet that if they had an OnlyFans, all of a sudden I would have to jump on and see what's up. But
four more tokens and it goes in the ass. Come on, people. And then 10 more tokens after then it goes out of the ass and right back into the mouth.
Oh, yeah. ATM, baby.
Competitive and could actually determine who controls the House of Delegates. So the question now is, will Democrats continue to fund the Gibson campaign at the rate that they might have previously?
Gibson is running against Republican David Owen. He told the Post, I'm sure this is a difficult time for Susanna and her family, and I am remaining focused on my campaign. As for Gibson, we have requested an interview with her and are waiting to hear back.
Well, I think everything you need to see is on this website
here. Yeah, you know, she kind of bears it all out there, so.
Attorney David Watkins told the Post, Washington Post, that, or, no, I'm sorry, not the Washington Post, The archived videos violated Virginia's revenge porn law, which makes it a class one misdemeanor to maliciously circulate sexual images or another person's nudity with intent to coerce, harass, or intimidate. Lawyers cited a Virginia appellate court case in 2021. It was illegal for a man to secretly record his girlfriend during consensual sexual encounter, even if he had no intention on sharing the video. That's...
Wow. Wow.
I'm in trouble.
Oh, boy.
The spy cams throughout my house. Are you kidding me?
Be spying on yourself?
Stairway to Stardom. Stairway to Stardom, by the way, has stand-up comedy acts on it.
Oh,
there's
no.
Lots of YouTube videos. We need to find a stand-up.
She did send us a statement that reads, "This is an illegal invasion of my privacy designed to humiliate me and my family. It won't intimidate me and it won't silence me. My political opponents and their Republican allies have proven they are willing to commit a sex crime to a..."
She's not a bad looking gal. There's a picture over there. She's not bad looking.
No.
It's a little haggard when she's all fucked out. Body's decent for a... For a chick that's pushed out two kids, body's pretty good. For, you know, at 40, like, it's not bad. She's got some natural hangers on her, looks like, and has the presence of mind to shave that tackle box. So, not bad.
Yeah, all right.
I don't hate it.
Oh, oh, look out. Look out.
In other videos, she suggested that she and her husband have tried swapping with different partners.
Uh-oh.
She is ethically non-monogamous. But that he doesn't like sharing.
She's
ethically
non-monogamous.
That means she fucks other people and doesn't feel bad about
okay.
it.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Which,
what? But the old man's not into it.
Apparently not.
Hey.
It's not bad.
That sounds like future president and first lady of the United States taking after the Clintons. Allegedly.
Well, no, I'm almost certain they had an arrangement there. Let's see. Lauren Boebert.
Yeah.
And by the way, pull up the pictures of her walking out of that play the other night. I'm researching this story about Boebert, right? There's some shit in this story I had no fucking clue about. It's wild. It's over the waistband handy. But she had a little dress on, and it was happening. Yeah, theater, there you go. That's that one right there.
Look,
Tell me you wouldn't take the shot.
You know what, here's the thing.
Jerk me off in a movie theater, you fucking...
I don't care. But don't fucking, you know, pretend to be this God-fearing woman that wants to return America to these Christian family values that you espouse. Fucking hypocrites, all of them.
Fears God but loves dick, man. Yeah. You know? God didn't tell her to not fucking stroke that guy's cock in that show. God stayed the fuck out of that situation.
Fear the God, love the dick.
Fucking hell. Boy, that was clean as a whistle. Man! Wow! Hard right
boy.
Rep Lauren Boebert has parted ways. See, I really went back and forth on this one.
Which?
This girl. I think you gotta fuck this chick. I think you gotta try. Listen, whatever you're gonna say to me, I got it. I understand.
Yeah. No, I get
but
it.
I think you have to take the shot. Look at her in that dress. I think you got to take that shot. I'm telling you. I think you have to take that shot. What a fucking slob. Anyways. her and her date were making... I mean, look at those big fucking dumb mommy milky tits she's fucking carrying around. Oh, zoinks, Scoob. Lauren Boebert has parted ways with the man she was groping during a frisky date.
Oh, they broke up?
Yeah.
Aww.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah. She got a hand on that package and saw that it wasn't any kind of special delivery and
I
said, aces to you, motherfucker.
Aces high. Listen, My cock's no better than that guy's cock, but I'll eat that tackle box for half an hour. Looks good in that dress, man. That is she is. Listen, whatever you're going to tell me about it, I got it. I understand. But that was happening for Daddy right there. That's the good news. Let's see here. Here she is on OAN explaining the movie theater. Now, this I almost pulled down just to watch you fucking have a stroke over it.
We just had Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, announce an impeachment inquiry yesterday. We're facing a government shutdown and trying to fund the federal government. We have a wide open southern border. We have Zelensky threatening to send refugees here. And what's the top story? Lauren Boebert getting kicked out of the Buell Theater in Denver, Colorado.
It's what the media does. It's what the media does.
Honey, you can't in a civilized fucking society, no matter how, at least the Democrat did it in her bedroom. In a civilized society, you can't have some fucking, this might be the one. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You can't, in a civilized society, let some fucking half a man fill you up in a fucking theater. What do we? It's not France. Stop it. You can't. And then to fucking start stroking his cock through his pants? Knock it off.
The drag shows are the problem, though.
You can't blame the Democrats for that. You civilized society. You jerk him off in the Uber, put your mouth on it, swallow it. No one knows. No one hears about this if you do it right.
I slip the Uber driver another 20 and fucking whitewash the back seat.
Fucking
ceiling.
Whitewash the back of that throat. There is a picture out there somewhere where she's got like a gun belt on and some shorts.
I think I've seen that.
Buddy,
yeah.
That's the picture. That is something. Man, oh man. Yeah, guns are fun.
The media does.
So yes, what, it is.
That's what the media does.
What they down. Do. You know, I was a little too eccentric. I'm very known for having a animated personality.
I think your hands were the animated part, honey.
Maybe overtly animated personality. I was laughing.
I watched some documentary a year or two ago that she. Oh, it was a QAnon documentary. She ends up being in the one that HBO had.
That one?
Immensely. No, that's not it, but that's not bad. Tell me you're not fucking that girl. Come on, man. Be serious.
Yeah.
Of course she's a righty loon. That's not...
Right.
Take the politics out of it.
Yeah, I can't. It's hard for me to separate that.
No, not me. It's all pink on the inside. You know what I'm talking about?
Commie Pinko.
What's going on
right there? Yeah. Lauren Boebert's eatery.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Colorado.
Yes, like, I would.
CO, what?
Top cunt.
Is she in this picture? No, those are just waitresses, aren't they?
I don't know. I love it. Chicks with guns. That's working. By the way, her and AOC.
Oh, there you go. There's your fucking.
That's your
night to remember.
One mouth on each side of my cock. I got a handful of both hair on both girls, right? And I'm just fucking their two.
What do you got? You basically got what? Fucking East Coast and West Coast, don't
right?
you?
And I'm
pretty
just,
close.
I'm
huh?
holding them and I'm fucking their stupid mouths. Oh, I mean, not for long, but it would be the greatest.
Singing Country Roads, take me home.
Of my life.
Oh, shit.
I mean. I'm telling you, Boebert's weird chick. Some pictures she looks finished in the business, and some pictures you're just in 2 seconds, yes.
Ugh. Laughing, I was singing, having a fantastic time.
It looked like you were having a fantastic time.
I was told to kind of settle it down a little bit.
Oh,
yikes.
Which I did, but then my next slip up was taking a picture of
any images of the play. I've done it too. I've snuck them. Right, so you got.
You know what? Hang on. All right, pause.
Wow, look at those big dumb tits on her. Fuck me.
And I know it's not just Republicans, but I'm gonna fucking rag on them because my father usually voted that way.
Yeah.
And he was the worst one about it Fucking Republicans, man. We're the law and order party, except when it comes to me.
I know,
Jesus
buddy.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. My old man was the worst about that.
Well, that's why you can't... That's why you can't pick a side.
Yeah.
Have standards.
Yeah.
But apply it evenly.
Apply it evenly.
That's all I ask.
Yeah, fucking law and order, baby. We're the law and order party, except when it comes to each one of us.
Now, that law and order stuff went out the window with Trump. Like,
oh, yeah.
Whatever vestige of that was fucking left over, that shit's over.
Supposed to. But you know That's what? Right. Here's my whole thing.
There was no arguing. There's reports saying that I was arguing, threatening to call the Denver mayor. I don't know why I would ever call the Denver mayor. I think he would have tried to lock me up.
Yeah.
There are reports saying I was on the board of something. I don't know what I'm on the board of.
On the board of these nuts. I'm bored of you talking and not sucking.
Nuts.
I get it, but like at least hate fucker, you got to take the shot. I'm not saying she's not obnoxious. I'm not saying she's not an imbecile. I'm not saying, you know, whatever you want to say, I'm probably there with you, but golly, buddy.
The fuck is that?
I don't know.
Oh.
Guns are fun.
But
well, probably the people that complain, here's what I'm thinking. You're in Denver, Lauren. It's very liberal. The people that complained to the ushers that you were being noisy could have recognized you and been like, oh, that's that MAGA girl. Yeah, exactly.
You can't fucking do it in public, you savage. Quit trying to defend it.
Have some fucking decorum.
Oh, that there you go, right there.
Right there?
Yeah. Gee whiz. Golly, that is the... Oh, man.
Damn.
You don't stick your dick in that girl. Quit lying to me, Durant.
That picture's all right.
You fucked that girl. Even if you close your eyes and pretend it's somebody else, you don't pull out of that either, buddy. You blow it in there. You blow it the fuck in there. You coat those walls.
I thought I said I'll carry my cock in Congress.
You can carry my cock in Congress. Now that you can wear whatever you want, I'm going to wear a G-string. She can jerk me off in the fucking...
What the fuck?
TMZ, of course, has got the story.
Oh.
They'll fucking accost you anywhere in public, right? Here's the audio of
TMZ.
This.
TMZ, yeah.
An impeccable source.
Jesus.
Congresswoman, I know it's, you know, been a rough week. Or has it been?
You know, it's always hard whenever there's gravity put on the voters.
It's always hard whenever I stroke it in a theater during a play.
Whenever I'm watching Beetlejuice.
Are we not alarmed, by the way, of the fact that there's infrared cameras in theaters?
Yeah, no shit.
I mean, are we not reasonably alarmed by that? No?
Yeah. Yep.
And lift burdens off of people, so anytime that they're carrying mine, it's something that... You know, kind of feel deep inside, but ultimately...
Yeah, deep inside. Yeah.
All future date nights have been canceled, and I learned to...
Future date nights have been canceled. She broke up with him, Joe.
Have party affiliations before you go on a date. But all in all, you know...
$30 a month I'd pay for her OnlyFans. But you got a split lip.
But you got a what?
Split lip. You know, where they...
Oh. Okay.
You got to show me something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not giving you $30 a month for nothing. You got to show me something. I need sucking. I need fucking. I need pussy eating. You got to show me. You got to impress me, sweetheart. But I'll pay you $30 a month and I'll give you 6 months. But you got to show me, you know?
Oh.
Stairway to Stardom.
It was mostly a lovely time. And, you know, I've taken responsibility for my actions.
Sound like you blame the Democrats to me.
The musical ended, and I encourage people to go and see it. But
I encourage people to find the videos of this Democrat from Virginia sucking and fucking her lip dick husband. That's what I encourage you doing. Lauren Boebert, by the way.
Yeah.
36 years old.
I thought she was older than that. She's only 36.
Four kids.
You yikes.
One grandchild.
That's right. I forgot about that.
36
grandma.
Years
36
old.
Years old. Wow.
That girl was putting the pussy out there at a world record pace. She got to her
mid, setting the standard, wasn't she?
She got to her mid-30s, and she was like, I got to get rid of this limp dick cocksucker and start fucking again.
She's not divorced, but they're estranged or whatever, separated. Close enough, yeah.
I got no compunction. I'll fucking take her for a ride. Oh, man. She's a slob. I'd do it 100%. Her mother accused professional wrestler Stan Lane of fathering Bobert.
Really? Who's Stan Lane?
He was
it's not a name I know.
Pro wrestler in the primarily known for his work in the 80s, but 70s, 80s.
American pro, okay.
And a good one, too. He was a really good.
Huh. Okay. Was he WWF?
NWA.
Okay.
Huh. Really, really good.
I'll be damned.
Not holding up too bad for an old guy either in that picture.
He's looking all right. I mean,
man, those guys are dead already. Quote, my mom was 18 when she had me, which inspired me to be a mother when I was 18 years old. She was throwing that pussy out there early. Man, that's good stuff. Filed for divorce in May of this year. Irreconcilable differences. Mm. I apologize. I printed this out in black and white, but here's the picture from above of them leaving that theater. That was the picture in particular I wanted you to see of that dress.
Ooh, yikes.
Buddy, tell me. Tell me you don't take that shot.
Nice cans.
I mean,
and those ones for the trash back there aren't bad either.
Hack idiot. I would do it. I would. I'd fuck that imbecile AOC. I'd fuck this imbecile. Party means nothing to me. Let me see your clit. Kristi Noem, governor of South Carolina.
Who?
Kristi Noem.
I thought she was...
Has engaged in a years-long affair with longtime Donald Trump advisor Corey Lewandowski.
I thought she was South Dakota.
South Dakota. What did I say?
I thought you said Carolina. South Carolina.
I may have.
I don't know. No biggie.
I got anyway, South Dakota
I was,
right
I'm
here.
I'm trying to think. Kristi Noem, South Dakota. Yeah, yes, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, if I said that.
No, that's all right. No biggie.
That's on me.
So who's she banging?
Corey Lewandowski, former Trump advisor.
Oh, yeah.
Now that fucking... extra chromosome having motherfucker has torn off some pussy on the right, man. Wow. No images of the two getting frisky are known to exist. The pair have been less than discreet about their relationship. One source recalling them making out at a hotel and bar in 2021, the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. If you remember CPAC from the Morton Downey documentary, our friend of the show, Jeremy Neuberger, went out there.
That's right,
Interviewed Herman Cain, I want to say.
Jesus. Herman Cain.
He's gone, right?
COVID got him, yeah.
Yeah.
Black guy, right, Herman Cain? Huh? Yeah, COVID got him.
So now it's out that they're, you know, it wasn't like 2 a.m., the source said. It was... it isn't like we caught them at some dive bar miles away. It's a lobby bar where everyone is staying. So there's a bajillion political operatives, journalists, and electeds around. I saw it with my own eyes, and a couple other people saw it.
I seen it,
and the blatantness was absurd.
So now, this is an affair. She's married, right?
Yeah.
Are both of them married?
I don't know if Lewandowski is married.
Yeah.
Lewandowski is the woman that kind of pushed that female reporter at a press conference. And like, I don't have the list in front of me. He's torn off some pussy on the right, though, for a fact. How he's not in prison, I have no fucking clue. So this is a story that's been hanging around for a long time because I couldn't find a current day news audio about it. Here's audio from a year ago about it.
At this hour, Governor Kristi Noem is pushing back on a conservative website report that she is having
a conservative website report, by the way.
An extramarital affair with a political advisor, Corey Lewandowski.
But the author, Pedro Gonzalez, says that he 100% stands by his reporting. Austin Goss is live in Pier tonight with more on these allegations. He has our top story here at 6. Austin.
Good evening, Brian and Andrea.
Good evening.
Governor Kristi Noem.
He looks retarded.
Yeah, he does.
Is completely denying allegations that she had an extra...
He must have retard cock. Like, it must bounce off his thigh when he walks. You know what I mean? You know fucking retards are supposed to have, like, donkey cocks?
These horse cocks on them.
Forget it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with it.
You're not missing a chromosome. It just went somewhere else.
Takes three hands to jerk it.
Savage. I don't know what to do with it.
Fucking.
Well, this fucking clown does. He's
completely denying allegations that she had an extramarital affair with Lewandowski. Effectively.
This is a year ago. So this story's been out there for a minute.
Calling them sexist. However, the author of the piece says that he 100% stands behind his allegations.
I published it when I was told that the details of Kristi Noem and Corey Lewandowski's, let's call them, bad habits would be in the news soon.
First appeared in the online conservative publication American Greatness. He says for over a year, he's heard allegations from firsthand sources of an extramarital affair involving Noem and the former Trump campaign manager. However, Noem strongly denies the allegations, saying on Twitter, quote, "These rumors are total garbage and a disgusting lie. These old, tired attacks on conservative women are based on a falsehood that we can't achieve anything without a man's help. I love Brian. I'm proud of the God-fearing family we've raised together."
And by the way, here's some side cock I'm going to hop on. Yeah.
And the worst part about it, he's a fucking Catholic. He's the worst kind of fucking hypocrite.
Well, former campaign operative has been married since 2005 to wife Allison Hardy, but has been accused of numerous affairs, acting inappropriately with high-profile women in the Trump orbit. Pro-Trump singer Joy Villa said Lewandowski had slapped her backside.
Yeah.
When Villa told him to keep his hands to himself, Lewandowski reportedly told her, "Go ahead, I work in the private sector, then smacked her ass again, attaboy. Never take no for an answer. Lewandowski reportedly engaged in an on-again, off-again relationship with White House Communications Director Hope Hicks. Who's that?
That's Joy Villa.
American singer.
The singer. The one that filed the complaint against her for slapping her ass.
Your ass. Is she a singer? Let's hear some of her music.
I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say it's fucking garbage.
Well, so the first song that comes up is 9 years old. It's called Vagabonds. Come on, this might be good. You never know. What if it's got a good one?
Is it time to talk to your doctor?
Yes.
Ask if Lybalvi is right for you.
Okay.
No, leave me alone. I won't. I fucking refuse. Everything's a fucking...
I mean, it is starting to burn, so... She could only pay for the left side recording.
I don't know.
There it is.
Who's still doing that, by the way?
Idiots.
My heels are itching to hit the road. Shake the stress off and just let go. I want glitter like a disco ball. Let my light shine. Just take off. My heart's pounding.
I don't hate it. I'm not real fond of it, but I don't hate it like I thought I would, to be honest with you. Okay, I don't like the chorus.
I think what hurts a lot of songwriters is their insistence on a rhyme scheme.
Yeah.
You don't need that
no.
to write anything compelling. I think it hurts her in this song. I'd come in her for a fact. For a moral certainty. Now, my life is no better for having heard that. Good for her, though.
Yeah. I will not be seeking it out again.
No. No. Oh, is she Republican? Apparently so. Make America Great Again. Here's a 4-minute... Oh, God. Oh, here's...
What is this?
It's a song by Joy Villa called Make America Great Again.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Villa.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Kid Rock, get on with it. I'm out.
Yep.
Anyways.
Yep.
I found out the other day you can claim gambling losses on your taxes.
No shit, huh?
I'm going to be a millionaire in a few months.
Didn't realize Ooh. Losing all that money was going to pay off, did you?
Yeah. Wow, buddy.
You can claim gambling losses on your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
How much?
I don't know. I think up to $8,000, I think.
Oh, shit.
I think. That's not, I don't know that
far. Well, that's what, about a quarter of your losses?
Well, funny you say that. Because I logged on.
Yeah, and I don't know that I want to know this.
Down, Jeff, if I tell you the number, you're going to think less of me.
What, your losses for this year?
Yes.
And the year's not over yet.
No. But let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. I don't think that is just cash going into machines. So, like, if you put in $20 and win $100, but then spend $120,
I think this counts the whole 120. This is a net.
Yes.
Yeah.
Net loss.
Net loss.
Not just cash in machines, but everything.
Right.
Won and then, you know, gamble yeah. back in the machines over the course of the year. Yeah.
So if you're at zero, yeah. the first time you play, you put 20 right. in, you win 20, then yeah. you're still at zero.
Right. Well, no.
Well, no. Yeah, so it's a net loss.
Yeah. Right. So yeah. it's so you go on January 1st, you go in with $20.
Yeah.
You put in 20. The machine pays you 100. And you gamble that all the way to zero, they're going to say you lost $120. Because it counts the money you won on the machine, even though you didn't cash it out and take it home.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
So like a net loss, actual cash and in machine.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So I'm like, well, I'm going to hop online real quick and see how much I've lost this year.
Should I guess?
Sure.
You're not going to be offended with what I say, are you?
No. Because I know the number, and let me tell you something. I went home after learning this information and was very sad.
Uh-oh.
Like, legitimately depressed.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say 10 grand.
Higher.
Oh, my God. 15?
No.
12.
$11,223 okay. negative.
Dude. That's a lot of fucking
money.
That's
a lot
man.
Of money, baby. Yep. Now, there's no way I've put $11,000 cash in
there's
machines.
There's no way. No, there's no way.
No way. I wouldn't be so able to afford gasoline. I wouldn't be able to eat.
Right.
There's no way.
So
I'd
like
be
you
able
said, it's what you put in
and then
and
win
what you lose
and then gamble away.
And then gamble
right.
away.
Right. Net loss. Yeah. From January 1st to today.
Boy, it racks up quick, though, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 11,223,
I think. So I went home with that knowledge on, I think, Tuesday. And
of this week?
Of this week.
Yeah.
And very nearly wept. I was very sad.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah, I was very sad.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? I mean, but, we go and so, play periodically, but we don't play that much.
I have a gambling problem, clearly. But I was so disgusted with myself.
Wow. Yeah.
That I went, I'm like, well, I went to say goodbye to the casino last night. Like I had a pre-existing thing for my birthday in
sure,
November,
yeah.
but that's a lot of money, man.
You got to just save it for those special occasions like that.
Well, I used to only go two or three times a year.
And then they opened that one up right
no,
next door to you.
No. What happened was, I take a vacation every 4 months.
Yeah.
I take a week off. Last year, I took a week off for my birthday, and that was the first time I went like two or three times in a week because I was
That's
bored.
Right. Yeah.
And I've been going ever since.
Yeah. Yeah, you found that you enjoyed that.
Oh, I do enjoy
flashing
it.
Lights.
I do.
Ding, 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 ding.
I know how it works in my monkey brain, man. I told you. Okay, so.
Well, and you know what? Hang on. Let me pause you for a second. It's a good thing that you do know how that works because that could have very probably easily doubled, if not tripled, with somebody that doesn't know how to control their fucking urge, you know?
I went last Friday night. I went, lost $300. So I'm standing at Barnes & Noble Saturday morning and my phone rings. My brother goes, hey, I'm going to the casino. I'm taking my wife for her birthday.
OK. Okay.
Do you want to go? And I said, yes, I do. So I took, listen to me, because this gets so much better, took $300 out of my rent money and met him at the casino. This is a 1 p.m. on Saturday. Sat there, piddle fucked around, blah, blah, blah. He did some video poker. I went and played this, did this, and this. 6.5 hours later, I walked out of there plus $400.
All right.
Meaning I got my $300 back from my rent money and the $300 back I lost on Friday plus $100. 6.5 hours. It was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, that's a nice
night. It was the best.
It's a nice night.
I was exhausted. Multiple machines paid me $200+. I was exhausted. Damn. That was great. Right?
Wow.
And then that happened Tuesday, and I went home, and I was very sad.
Well, can you imagine if you'd have pulled that up, and it was 25, 30 grand?
Jeff, I'd have hung myself. There's no, Jeff, because
oof.
11 is inexcusable.
That's a lot.
If I had actually put $11,000 cash.
Right, that you did not.
I couldn't feed myself if I was doing it
that
way.
No, you did not. I did take $11,000 of your dollars and give them to the casino. No,
that's not real. The $100 the machine pay is like stock.
Yeah,
it's not real money till you cash it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's not real money.
Yeah.
I'd love to know the actual dollars I put in the machines, though.
Yeah.
Because I guessed between $500 and $700.
$500-$700 that you
thousand.
Oh, thousand. Yeah, thousand for the year. Yeah. For the year.
Yeah. Huh. That was my guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because you have better luck there than I do. Now, you go more than I do as well.
I got to tell you something. That night I spent with you guys was a Hall of Fame. That was fun.
Well, and you seem to have, I mean, you know, just thinking back, because a lot of times we usually talk about it on the show a little bit, and it seems like you kind of have about a 50-50 good night, bad night, you know, type of thing going on. But then again, that depends on the dollar amount. So
if I learned how to walk away.
Yeah.
I would be a lot better off.
Yeah.
But I have fun, and I know what's
right.
I know my monkey brain is reacting to the lights, and the, like, I know. I know exactly what it is,
yeah.
And I don't care.
Well, you do now.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, I'm taking this trip in November for my birthday.
Yeah.
My buddy's going to meet me there again. We're going to have, she's taking me to Gordon Ramsay Steakhouse for my birthday.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, so that's going to be needlessly expensive.
Does he come out and fucking yell at you for not eating his food right? You're putting fucking salt on my fucking steak?
No, I don't put salt. I'm not savage. I don't put salt on a steak, you nuts.
Ketchup!
Yeah.
I don't need ketchup. Fucking his forehead explodes right in front of you.
I don't need ketchup because I'm not 9.
Yeah, I hate ketchup.
This is a thing I say. And people, and you're about to make the face too when I say it. Same reason I don't wear jeans, because I'm not 9 years old. I know. Everybody makes
everybody
that face.
Everybody wears jeans.
I know,
idiot.
Buddy. I know. Not me.
But you wear pajama bottoms instead.
Not out in public.
I guess I never know. What do you wear? Like khakis or something? Yeah. Or, you know, Dockers? Or maybe not Dockers, but something like that. I guess I never really noticed that before. You don't wear jeans, do you?
I don't. I haven't owned a
pair
of jeans.
How have I not fucking noticed that?
I haven't owned a pair of jeans in a very, very long time. I was probably...
Do you wear shorts in the summer when it gets hot?
I have a pair of shorts on right now.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You wear pants when we do this show? Damn.
Half the time. Except when we got a Lauren Boebert up there that I fucking fly him at half mast.
Yeah, man. How have I never fucking noticed that before?
Jesus
Christ, we've been doing this for fucking almost 20 years.
And I know when I say that, people go, come on, man. But like, it's
no,
insane.
I believe it because I'm thinking, oh, and yes, I've never seen you in a pair of jeans before.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
But the reason I don't wear them is because I'm not 9.
What, you think it's childish?
I do.
Why?
Jeff, I don't. No.
Really?
I don't have an answer to that question.
That's fucked up.
I know. But I don't like...
Huh.
I don't make fun of people
right,
for wearing
it. Right. You just don't.
It's not for me.
That's weird.
I know. I know.
When's the last time you wore a pair of jeans?
I had to have been in my 30s.
Okay.
Not since I got heavy, for a fact. I haven't owned a pair of jeans.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. And I don't know why I feel that way about, or think that way about jeans.
But you do.
I just do.
Weird.
Yeah. I have no rationale for it. You can give me 50 reasons why that's a wrong opinion, and I'll go, you're probably whatever. Right, but yeah. I can't shake it.
That's fucking weird.
I know. I have all kinds of unreasonable beliefs.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm down with that. My idiosyncrasies seem to know no bounds the older I get.
I was happy that your wife signed off on the house, on the tiny house on the back of the property.
Shit, great. Yeah, her and I are going to have a talk after the fucking show. Next time, shut your mouth.
Jeff, you would never see me.
No, that's the problem. I'd look out my back window. I'd be sitting out on the deck. I'd forget you were back there, and I'd be out there fucking nude sunbathing on the deck.
Well, what are you afraid? I'm going to try to push you back in the pool? You whale bitch.
You fucking bloated, fucking drowned carcass laying there. Is who drowned in the pool? That's nothing. Jeff's just laying out naked.
He's just hanging around.
He just sunning himself. It'd be all right.
You know what? You could walk around outside nude for a decent piece of this property and not be seen.
We're
right?
eventually going to put privacy fence all the way up.
Yeah.
I don't like my neighbors that much.
Oh, fuck them.
She's okay this way, but.
Why did you guys buy a stove? You never make food.
Yeah, I know.
You always have shit delivered. Because if I had that Jeff Durant money.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't pay me what she makes because you'd never get me out of the fucking casino. I couldn't be trusted. I told the girl at the maid service today, I showed her the number. She was like, I've never seen her eyes get wider.
Wow.
I spend more than she makes, probably.
Yikes.
Nah, not really, but close.
The Stairway to Stardom. Yeah, that one definitely rolls in after
really
the...
hang on. Let me pull that back up.
Back up.
Let's see.
I still say we save it for...
Special occasions.
Yeah.
You don't like Taste the Biscuit,
from Television
huh?
City.
That's okay.
From Television City in Hollywood.
I mean, it jumps right in, though.
It does.
Right,
I mean,
man?
It just
like,
goes.
It's
gone. You're cooking.
On the Stairway to Stardom.
That's that fucking bass on
I mean, it
too,
is,
man.
It is hot,
bass
right?
Cooking.
Yeah, it's a hot lick. We should cover this. Right?
But there's so much more.
Stairway to Stardom. There's a key change. Let's see here.
What? Oh, right on.
TGO Radio presents Out of Context Audio.
Shove this fucking 15-inch black rubber cock up my ass. Yeah.
This has been Out of Context Audio.
Fucking threaten me with a good time.
You'll threaten me with a good time. Oh, yeah, baby.
Nice.
On the Stairway to Stardom.
Now, Taste the Biscuit's good, but it's just got a different feel to
it.
I
love
you know,
Taste the Biscuit, man. I love it.
Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness of the biscuit. Taste the honey sauce.
Yeah.
Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce. Don't get that honey sauce on me. I don't like the way it tastes with
like
my chicken wings.
My chicken wings.
With my meaty wings.
My bat wings. Let me find an old woman and cover this
with
one, too, while we're at it.
With meat curtains.
Taste the butter spread.
Oh, yeah.
Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the butter spread. To get your butter spread all on me,
I don't like the way it mixes with my mac and cheese.
I fucking love you not love this.
To stir my curiosity.
Yeah.
Just give me a 5-piece meal. Oh, what a deal.
I'll give you a 5-piece. Fucking knuckle sandwich. You know, I'll give you a 5-piece. You fucking brittle bones McGillicuddy. Fuck off. Beat feet, stupid.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Comes that wicked fucking keyboard
solo.
Oh,
yeah, baby.
It'd probably take me a while to figure this one out. Playing a solo of all the root notes of the chords. Classy, clever.
I mean, you know.
That's a classically trained musician
taste
right there.
The honey sauce. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce.
Gross.
Get ba, your ba, honey ba, ba, sauce on me. I don't like the way it mixes with my chicken wings. Get none of that honey sauce on me. I don't like the way it tastes on my chicken wings.
How the fuck could you sing this with a straight face?
I know, she's having a great time.
She's so, yeah, she's fucking loving it, man. Killing it.
Taste the biscuit.
Woo.
That's it, right? That's the fucking song.
That's the one.
Oh. Anyway. Well, listen. We got two shows to do today.
Yep.
And I think the second show is going to be straight to the news, right? like, we're not even going to be fiddle fucking around with... Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
Taste the snot rag.
Yeah, shit. Like some of that got in my mouth.
Isn't that the worst when you fucking go to blow your nose?
Then you
pull the Kleenex away and it's all on your fucking fingers and nose and lips. And
blow my nose like a fucking 3-year-old.
Who's my nose?
Yeah, it's old acquaintance.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
You know... Same like, you know, when you were young, you used to blow bubbles.
It was bubbles.
God told me to tell you hi.
Keep him out of this. So I'm never going to talk to him again.
All right. Can we take a break from nature?
We will take a break from nature. I may be in the...
Get the fuck on.
I'm. You know what? And I can have an update on next week's show. Wink.
Yeah.
But in the break between shows today... I may be purchasing some nudes from a girl looking at my messages. So we'll have that update.
Think how many you could get with that 11 fucking grand you dunked at the casino this year. It's stupid.
I don't know. I have pulled off some loads to the shit I've bought this year, though. I got to tell you that. I have never in my life purchased nudes, videos from anyone till this year. Like, I fucking went off the cliff and I went off as a gambling addict. Now I'm buying nudes
you're
and videos.
Nudes from fucking people.
Yeah, man, it's fucking wild.
Fucking degenerate.
Yeah. Probably.
Taste the honey sauce.
Taste the bat wing. Is that a show title? It's either
the
gotta
bat wing.
It's either gotta be Stairway to Stardom or Taste the Bat Wing, right? The bat wing.
Stairway to the
I mean,
bat wing.
Your fucking old lady pussy's got to be, you know, voluminous to fucking bat wing that bad boy, right? You got to be like.
What are they going to loan to me?
Where does he get those wonderful toys? Got a fucking jerk. Oh, pussy, you got to jerk off with a fucking weed whacker.
Jesus.
Plus, you've seen the war, if I'm telling you. Anyway. All right, buddy. We'll see you next week, and we'll try to be funny next week on TGO Radio. Oh, shit. I guess I should play the thing, right?
Oh, the show's over?
Jeff could do it live. We'll do it live.
Oh, yeah. Show's over? Huh.